Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is Max Wilson from eBay Anti-Fraud Department. How can I help you?
Hi. I just got a call to say that there was a purchase on my account I didn't make. So I just wanted to get cancel that one.
Okay. As you know that this is a fraud transaction which has been made by some other people. So I believe you want to cancel this transaction and refund your money back, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And do you do online shopping with eBay, madam?
No.
All right. So you need to cooperate with us for a few minutes so that we can provide you the cancellation 9-digit code. Just confirm me, like, do you have a smart device with you, like any smartphone or any computer?
Yeah, I've got my smartphone.
Okay, is it your iPhone or is it your Android?
iPhone.
iPhone. Do me a favor, just put my call in the loudspeaker and open up your App Store.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you open up your App Store, madam, look at the very right-hand side corner. You will get to see a search option, like magnifying glass logo. Do you see that? Okay, just click on that.
Yeah.
And type there AnyDesk, A-N-Y.
Yeah, AnyDesk, remote desktop.
Yes, you choose that option and double-click on Get.
Yeah. I've got that.
All right. Once you open that application, just to let me know.
Alrighty.
Yeah, now, what do you see on the screen?
I see a number.
Yeah, tell me the number one by one, madam.
670.
Yes.
270.
Yeah.
137.
Okay. So within a few seconds, you got any kind of security warning message, which is from eBay customer service, and I'm gonna let you know how to avoid those fraud messages. So just look at the very bottom. Sorry. Okay, can you please tell me the number once again?
670.
Mm-hmm.
270. 137.
670 270 137, right? Do check the number once again. It should be 670.
270-167.
167. Okay. 167.
Yeah.
Okay, just stay on the line.
Yeah.
Okay. It should be 670-270-167.
Yeah.
I think you got that wrong ID number, madam. Can you please confirm me? Yeah. Can you please confirm me the ID number once again?
That was 670. 270-167.
167.
Yep. pretty sure it's the number I've told you 4 times now.
It's not working. It's not working. Okay, just uninstall that app. Uninstall that application which you download right now, like AnyDesk. And go to your App Store once again.
Okay, am I installing AnyDesk again?
Yeah. Now open up your App Store and type in the same thing as you've done before, AnyDesk. Now give a click on search. I will guide you up. What do you exactly need to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
download it now, again?
Yes. What do you like? Choose that option, AnyDesk Remote Desktop, madam. Did you see AnyDesk Remote Desktop application? The red color application. Yeah, you just choose that option and click on get and click on install and try to open it up.
It's very fun.
Okay, well, now tell me the number, 9-digit number.
Sorry.
Seven.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Minute 4-6-7.
Yes.
9-6-5.
9-6-5. Okay, and okay, just hold on. I think you tell me the wrong IP number, madam.
Maybe you're putting it in wrong, I'm not sure. So it says 7424.
Okay, can you see there is a inter remote address, like your address?
My address? Yeah, it says 7424.
Okay. Oh. 7-4-2-4-6-7-4-6-7-9-6-5. Okay, can you see there is an option like enter remote address with a, like any panel?
What do you mean panel?
Yeah, can you see enter remote address where you can type something, any number?
Yeah.
Yeah, type there 832.
One second. Sorry, my son's just kind of climbing something. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Can you get down? One second. 836?
Yeah, 402.
832.
Now, at the right hand side, can you see an arrow option? Go to right. Just click on that.
So I've entered in 832-402-552. I've pressed the arrow and it says client offline. The desk
No, actually you got their 8-digit number and I can tell you the 9-digit number. 832-402-552.
That's the exact number I just said that I've entered in. And I press the arrow button, and it says client offline, the desk is not available.
Okay, the desk is not available. Okay.
Yes, it says please make sure that any desk is running on the remote device and is connected to the internet.
Okay, just hold on. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hi ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior ship technician. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
Hi, it's really, I can't see you very well. The line is very fuzzy.
Sorry for that. Will you please let me know, ma'am? I do believe that my junior colleague tried to make you understand and he is polite to you, right? And will you please let me know what is the exact thing you can see on your mobile right now? What is the exact thing you can see?
So there's a bar that I've entered the number that he has provided. It's a 9-digit
What is the number? What is the number?
832-402-552.
And then beside that, do you see the arrow which is pointing rightward? Do you see that arrow? Click on arrow.
I do.
Tap on that. Now what you can see?
Yeah, and if the client is offline, the desk is not
available.
And just above that, do you see your address and some numbers?
Yes, I see my address.
And what is the number you can see there?
742.
Okay.
465.
Okay. But my junior colleague provided me the number which is 732-467-956.
Well, he got it wrong then. So it's 742-467-965.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's that number
5465. Sorry from his side. Just give me 1 minute, ma'am. Let me check that. Is I'm also doing a mistake or not? Just give me a minute.
Yeah.
Wait for a second. And you're using an Android phone, right?
No, I told him I'm using an iPhone.
Okay, just let me check that.
Yeah.
And you can see the number 742-467-965, right?
Yes, that's right.
And just underneath that, do you see something which says set password?
It says your address, and that's all it says. It's above that, it says your address, and it has that number.
The same number which you provided me, 742.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Okay, but it's telling me it's a wrong number.
Well, I've given him the same number 4 times.
Okay, and just tell me that you see a remote address? Enter remote address.
All it says is your address, and then it says 742.
No, just tell me that you see enter remote address.
Yes, and I entered his address that he gave me.
No, I'm giving you the new number. I'm giving you the new number. Type the number 976.
1 second. 976 435 445 442.
Now hit the arrow.
Yeah.
Now what is selling to you? Selling you the same thing?
Offline.
If you don't mind, ma'am, can I ask you how old you are?
How old am I? I'm 26.
Really?
Yeah.
But you don't look like 26. You're from your voice, you look like 19 or 20.
Thank you, I think.
You're just trying to waste my time, right?
Well, you're trying to scam me out of $200, right?
I'm not trying to scam you for $299. I'm not trying to fuck your eBay account, ma'am.
I don't try to do that to you.
See, the son of a bitch is smiling just behind you. He's the son of a bitch. And
your mother's
son of a bitch.
You know what?
You are a gay. You sound like a gay. You signed like a
Yes, and you're Indian, bro.
Because you know why?
Because you can't get a real job.
Big boy.
You have a real job, big boy.